Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast, your number one destination for all the latest music news and all that's been good on the internet. I'm your host, James. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Buzz team. We've got Katie. Say hello, Katie.
Hi,
and we've got Woody. Say hello, Woody.
All right,
mate. Now, it's a very, very nice lineup of guests today. Later on, you're going to hear about Moana, the great new Disney film, which you guys haven't seen that yet, by the way, have you?
No.
Oh, my God, you're in for such a treat. It's my film of the year, genuinely, I'm putting it out there. I loved it that much.
Wow. High praise.
It is up there with all the classics of the Disney genre. But yeah, we're going to be chatting to Aulili Cranavalo. I hope that's how I pronounce it correctly.
Well done.
Aulili. She's the voice of Moana in the film and also the directors as well. Later on, you'll be hearing a little bit of that. Boss, we've got the Jingle Bell Ball highlights coming up, so let's get to that straight off in this week's edition of WTF News.
News, 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 news. What the f*** is happening in the news?
Yes, Jingle Bell Ball this weekend. Capital, we were down on the red carpet, weren't we, Woody? Having a few little kooky japes here and there. So, yeah, what were your highlights, really? What were your highlights of the concert as a whole? Any particular acts you enjoyed?
Well, considering I didn't get to see any of the acts...
I was going to pretend that wasn't true, but okay, yeah, fair enough.
We were stuck on the red carpet. Let's not lie.
Let's not say stuck. We were very happily otherwise engaged. Yeah, okay, you were backstage doing some actual work, like some
doing
proper
some
work.
Actual work, yeah.
Yeah, some proper labour, and then we were kind of messing around on the red carpet giving stupid presents to people.
Yeah, I did hear... years and years from the red carpet, though.
They were very good.
From what I heard, it sounded
very
great.
Good. I did go out and have a little peek.
Mm. Yeah, it did look very, very entertaining, I must say. We do love Ollie, friends of the show. But yeah, it was a nice little lineup. But our idea was we were just going to stand on the red carpet with the Pop Buzz stocking filled with a variety of gifts, all procured from my local Poundland. So they were all pound gifts. So we gave Callum Scott from Britain's Got Talent some elastic bands.
He was very happy about that.
You know what? He took that one well, didn't he? He really, really did.
I really thought he wasn't going to get it. I thought he'd be really dry and just a bit like, oh. But he was very excited to receive.
He was very, very excited.
They're a very handy gift.
Yeah.
Actually.
You always need one.
Exactly.
I need one now.
Absolutely.
If only I had a bag of them.
Well, there you go. We've given it to Callum Scott. Damn it.
I'm a fool.
There are a couple of absolute highlights there. We'll listen to a couple now. So first of all, Louisa Johnson.
Oh,
so,
I died.
X Factor winner. She was there performing at the Ball on both nights. It's the O2 Arena in London. And we picked out the perfect £1 present for her to pull from the stocking. Let's see how she reacts.
Oh, you're all right there.
You're all right.
All right, so we've got the Pop Buzz Christmas stocking here.
Oh,
have a dig in, see if there's anything in there.
Oh, well,
get your Christmas. You may have a present. We'll see. We've got presents for everyone
like
in there. Pull whatever's in there out and we'll see what it is. Oh my God, you got gravy granules. There it is.
Wow. I do actually love gravy. It's
there
my favourite.
Well, there you go. Happy
really
Christmas.
You've
absolutely won. There it is. Save it for Christmas
Thank
Day.
You
there
so
it is.
Much.
Happy Christmas.
Can I actually keep it?
You can keep it if you like to. Genuinely, go for it.
She just loves gravy.
She can't get enough of it.
Just loves a bit of gravy. Bless her.
The joy on her face.
Oh, she was so excited. It was great. The best bit was her PR, bless him, behind her, who was just like, seriously, you want me to take this gravy for you? She's like, yes, I love gravy. Please carry this gravy. Yeah, absolutely. It's the perfect gift.
We were hoping she would do it again the next night because we had a packet of cheese sauce, didn't we?
We did. It would have been nice to do the double.
Well,
it would have been really nice to do the double. What a shame.
Love her.
Next time we'll grab her and give her the cheese sauce.
I think so. I think why not. Next up, there's, of course, James Arthur. Again, another X Factor alumni.
Yes.
We went a slightly different way with James. We thought, you know, he might... He's very much a musician at heart. You know, we thought he might appreciate a more musical-themed gift. So let's see what James pulled out of the Pop Buzz stocking.
Hi, James. How you doing, mate? Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. So we've got the Pop Buzz stocking here. There's gifts in it for everyone. Pull something out. Let's see what you got.
Just one thing in it, yeah.
Just one thing. Pull it out. Oh, my God, it's the best of Robson and Jerome.
Amazing.
Any favourite tracks by those pair?
Stroke of Genius from Simon Cowell, you know.
It was. There you go. Back in the day.
It was innovative.
It was an innovative move at the time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah.
Any personal faves on that one?
Thinking about
no.
it.
No.
No. It's all
no,
gold.
It's
all bangers.
You'll never Walk Alone is a good one.
There you go.
All right.
Maybe a collab in the future. Who knows?
Me, Robson and Jerome. Cook up something amazing, I think.
Amazing. Merry Christmas, mate.
Thank
Cheers.
You.
Amazing.
Now, for US listeners, Robson and Jerome I mean, what's the modern equivalent? How could you possibly describe that to a new audience? They were like basically like TV drama stars, and then they had a single, and it just was milked for years. I don't even know what a modern example would be.
I think they're out there on their own. Imagine, on that one.
Maybe if Zac Efron had a career with, what was that other guy in High School Musical?
Corbin Bleu.
If they got
doing
together,
like ballads.
Yeah.
Classic ballad covers.
Yeah. But it was like Simon Cowell's first ever success. So it was nice and appropriate that James picked up on that one. I did enjoy it.
I feel like he didn't really enjoy it. He was grinning and bearing it.
Hey, he took it. That's the main point. Let's have a listen to another one. This is Nathan Sykes again.
Amazing present, this one.
Genuinely.
This was inspired.
I think he was delighted with this gift. Let's have a little listen. This is what happened when Nathan Sykes pulled his present out of the pub bus.
Hello, how are you doing, man? Good to see you. All right, so we've got the Pop Buzz Christmas stocking here. Dive in. Let's see what present you pull out, shall we, mate? What you got?
Oh, it's like an actual thing.
It's an actual thing. What have you got? Oh, my God, it's UHT milk. Oh, my God,
it's everything I could ever ask for.
What delicious hot beverage are you going to put that in,
Nathan? I'm not going to lie. When I'm touring in America, it's really difficult to get hold of milk, and you can run out, so... Rach, look. This is amazing. It's not quite...
It's a Christmas miracle, isn't it?
You know what? It's like Christmas has come every single time. For the first time.
There you go. Merry Christmas, Nathan. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Who doesn't love a bit of UHT milk? Who doesn't love it?
Again, like the rubber bands, you always need some UHT milk.
And bless him, he was... Like, that could have gone one of two ways, couldn't it? I genuinely thought he was going to either throw it back at our face or just completely misunderstand what was happening. But he got involved, didn't he? Bless him.
Yeah, and his fans were very appreciative of the tweet. They loved it. Possibly more than Nathan.
Nathan Sykes and milk. Success.
It's the combo we were all waiting for. All right, one more. Let's have a listen to this. Obviously, the biggest act, arguably, of the whole weekend were, of course, Little Mix, who we know and love very dearly. So we thought we'd pull out the maximum effort from the Pop Buzz stocking here, right? So we arranged a series of school-type musical instruments. We had a shaky egg, plus we had a harmonica, the Pop Buzz branded kazoo, of course, and some little mini maracas. And we thought, let's just see if the girls can put something together in this short period of time. Here's what went down.
Harmonica! There you go, Perry, get involved. There's one for you as well. Come on, let's see what's in there. What we got? It's a nice mix.
You got to blow properly.
Oh, there you go. Oh, a kazoo. We got a full mix. What we got in there? What's the last one? A shaky egg. Oh, here we go. Can we try any tunes? What are we going to go with? Let's try Jingle Bells. We do try some Jingle Bells. Let's see what happens. There you go. Yeah, it's clap along. It works. Hidden talents, it's good. It's our cracker. What can I say? There it is. I'll drop it in. Merry Christmas anyway, girls. Well done. Have a good night.
I know, it's all good. Shambles. Sort of worked. It was a shambles. It was a bit of a shambles.
Let's not hold our words. It was a shambles,
right,
little bit.
Here's the thing.
I expect better.
I was going to say, I think it wasn't a shambles necessarily on our part there, because bless Leanne. Like, watch the video, guys. You can see it. It's going to be up on the side now. Leanne grabs that harmonica. She does not have a single clue what to do with that thing.
She tries to play it like a pan pipe.
She was delicately blowing over the top of it. And then I think it was... Who did we give the... Oh, it was Jesse, I think. Was it Jesse who had the kazoo?
Yeah, Jesse can do the kazoo.
Immediately, straight... It's exactly what Brad from the Vamps did when he was in. Just went to the wrong end immediately. But started blowing down the shorter end of the kazoo. It's not going to work.
Perry was all over that harmonica after Leanne. Seriously, like, loving it. I wouldn't be surprised if they had harmonicas on the next album.
You think this is happening
now? Inspired by Pop Buzz.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Wow.
Would we get a writing credit if that happened?
I hope so.
Can you imagine? It'd be nice, wouldn't it? Good for Perry. No, but she had some harmonica skills. Again, you can see it in the video. It was impressive. And actually, there was a little lipstick mark on the harmonica we noticed afterwards. So we put a little Twitter poll out. It's like, is this Leanne's or is it Perry's?
And I'm going to flog it on eBay.
Yeah, should we put it next to the kazoo that's been blown by all the vamps?
Yeah.
This is what we need to do.
We'll get a little collection and then do... Oh, it's a bit late to do an advent calendar now for the audience.
Next year.
We'll get loads.
Let's just keep bringing like schoolyard instruments into into different pop stars, get them to use them, and build up a full band.
We can farm their DNA as well. So
absolutely.
If this all goes wrong for us, we've got that as a backup.
This time next year, Shawn Mendes is going to play a bucket drum and we're going to complete this cycle. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful thing. Well, anyway, the other big story we've been noticing this week, Time Magazine released their list of the worst songs of 2016, and people have understandably been kicking off about it. So number one was Justin Timberlake's Can't Stop the Feeling. Now, I know, Woody in particular, you're not a big fan of that, Gina.
I fully agree with this list. Mm-hmm.
The worst song of the year, though.
Yeah, I think it's a detriment. No.
Where was that going?
No. Carry on.
I don't actually want to talk about it, like, because I don't want to give any more promo than it needs, but I think it's an abomination.
An abomination?
Yes.
Big words. Kate, do you think it's the worst of 2016?
Is it the worst? No. Am I sick of it? Yes.
I think that's it. I think it must just be because it's so overplayed, right?
It's like Pharrell's Happy. It was, 2 days, it was like, oh, I love it. It's great. Woo, party. And then 4 months later when it's been playing again and again and again, it's like, please stop it. Stop.
I don't think that's the annoying thing about it, though. Yes, it was overplayed, but I think it was because it was relentlessly cheery. And that
you don't
is,
like happy music, do you?
I cannot bear something that's like, I'm happy. Yeah. I'm really happy.
Be upbeat.
Like, and underneath, we all know you're not.
It's very true. Very, very true.
Well... It was a good effort all
around. It was a good effort all around. The other key moments on the list, I should say, obviously our readers are majorly kicking off about Fall Out Boy, which, you know, one of our key artists. I do love them as a band, but let's be honest, Ghostbusters wasn't their finest moment, was it? Because that was in at number four on the list. But this is... God, this is just a bit sad. Poor old Meghan Trainor. She's not in the top 10 once. She's in it twice, everybody.
Meg.
Oh, God. No is at number 8 on the worst songs list, and Mom is in at number 2.
It was weird with that No song, because, like, lots of people I knew like it, but I couldn't tell whether it was, like, ironic or not. Like, I can't tell whether they were just joking, but... Mm. I mean, I don't think, like, it was the worst song.
It was catchy.
It was catchy.
In a good way.
And the video.
That's iconic.
That is iconic.
Clearly. Oh, well, there it is. Anyway, those are the big stories on the site this week. But we want to know what you think about them. So get on the Facebook, get on our Twitter feed and give us your comments now. Are you salty?
Oh, sweet.
Are you salty?
Oh, sweet.
Chia,
sweet.
Are you salty?
Oh, sweet.
Are you salty? Time for the hottest debate show anywhere on the audio stream. Yes, it's salty or sweet. Here's how it works. We have picked a topic and I want a salty or a sweet take, aka is it a bad thing or is it a good thing? So the topic this week, obviously we're at the end of the year now, guys, all these end of year lists, we've just been talking about the worst song list. There's obviously going to be the songs of the year list as well. We're going to be putting ours out very soon. We've currently got a vote on the website as well where you can vote for your favorite. But in terms of just pure popularity, the most popular song, most streamed, most listened to song of the year has already been revealed. It is Drake's One Dance, right? Which is not a massive surprise, really, is it? It's been everywhere. What I want to know is, should that be crowned as the song of the year? Should it be crowned as the song of the year? So, Woody, I'm going to come to you first, mate. I want your opinion. I believe you have a sweet take on this. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Right. Well, let's hear what you've got to say about it, my friend. I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock. Hit me with it. Why Drake's One Dance is the song of the year. 3, 2, 1. Off you go.
I think people are going to say it's been overplayed, but I think you need to transport yourself back to when it was released, before Trump, before Brexit, to April 2016. Like, we couldn't get enough of this song when it was first played. Like, if I could have injected it into my veins, I would have. It was that good. So although it's been overplayed and it's kind of had its time, it was Definitely one of the biggest songs of the year, and you can't deny that.
Well, okay, that's time. But like, one of the biggest songs of the year doesn't necessarily mean it's one of the best songs of the year, does it? We've just talked at length about how you hate Justin Timberlake's Can't Stop the Feeling.
That's, as we said in that section, that's because it's relentlessly cheery. One Dance is not
relentlessly cheery. Okay, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. All right, well, Katie, give me the other side of this. I want your salty take. Tell me why One Dance by Drake could never be considered the song of the year. 30 seconds on the clock. 3, 2, 1, off you go.
Right, listen, Drake doesn't need this. He doesn't need this title. He's good enough anyway. Ariana Grande needs this title. Into You deserves to be Song of the Year.
Oh, here we go.
And until Ari dropped that masterpiece that is Dangerous Woman in May, no one had truly given us the banger we deserved. One Dance is at best a bop. It's not a banger. Into You is a banger. In fact, Into You pulled the entire world out of its 2016 slump.
Wow.
And even though it hasn't managed to restore world peace yet, I feel like if enough people give it a chance, it actually might.
Wow. World peace via
world peace
the
via
ponytailed
Ari.
Goddess Ariana
Very
Grande.
Big claims.
That's not a claim,
Lots
it's
of big
a fact.
Claims. I mean, I'm not sure if I'm buying that Into You is necessarily a song. I mean, this is the debate we're going to have in the office, isn't it, this week? This is all a precursor. Because when we came up with the best albums list last week, my God, I thought that was going to break out into a fist fight. Mm. It's only going to get worse now. Here we go.
I'm like preparing myself for round two. I'm getting bandages and stocking up just
I think it's wise, honestly. I mean, I'm going to have to give a sort of partial win to Katie here, because while I don't think that Drake's One Dance is the song of the year, I also don't think it's Into You. But I'm going to have to go there rather than you, Woody, I'm afraid. Sorry about
that,
mate.
Yours is a bop, mine's a banger.
The debate rages on. Well, if you want to give your opinion, the vote is still open for the PopBuzz Readers Awards. Yes, the PopBuzz Fan Awards are still open. Go and get involved. Let us know what your song of the year is, what your music video of the year is, and what your album of the year is. We will be announcing them all in the next couple of weeks. It's very, very exciting. Time now for this week's guest. It's a great one, guys. So this is the voice of Disney's Moana, Auli'i Cravalho. It's her first ever film, and she is fantastic. And if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. We have a chat through about working with Lin-Manuel Miranda. And of course, which Disney princesses does she think Moana could take in a fight? The real proper questions here, guys. Enjoy this. This is Auli'i.
So first things first, I've just been chatting to your directors. They put out a controversial statement. They think Moana could take Ariel in a fight. What do you think of that one?
Oh, Ron and John. I'm not sure. Okay. As the voice behind Moana, I would say she probably wouldn't.
Oh, really?
Not saying that she couldn't, but she wouldn't. She's level-headed and wonderful. Again, interesting statement from Ron and John. But, not sure about that one.
Well, it comes to the back end. Like, she's such a strong character.
Absolutely.
And defiantly not a princess, which I kind of loved. What should we call that? She's not going to be a Disney princess.
She's a Disney heroine.
Disney heroine. I love that
right?
so much. I really love that. But you've got to be quite proud of that, because I think that's...
Oh.
It's been a kind of progression, hasn't it? Through, like, Brave with Merida and now Moana. I mean, how are you finding that? You know,
Absolutely.
For new girls, this is the future. This is great.
To me, it's really important as a young lady myself, 15 going on 16, having a heroine who is not only brave for others, but brave for herself, and that she journeys for herself and she figures out who she is. It's one thing to be selfless, which Moana is, to save her people, but she is also brave in that she realizes that she needs to figure out who she is. And that journey that she goes on, I think a lot of young women can relate to, and a lot of, well, just people in general, that journey of figuring out who we are is so incredibly important.
Absolutely. The other interesting thing, of course, again, Ron and John said this, there was no love interest, and they were very certain on that. It's like, you know what? She doesn't need a man in this. It's an independent story. I mean, that's got to be important to you as well, surely.
Absolutely. Like I said, the film is about the journey and about figuring out who you are. And quite frankly, you don't need a love interest for that. That's all you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, let's talk about you, because, correct me if I'm wrong, were you discovered in a charity singing competition for this?
Actually, my friends and I had auditioned for the charity event. We didn't get into that event.
Wow.
Yeah, so we didn't even get into that. But
They'll be kicking themselves now. It's okay. I think it's worked out in your favour.
I think so. So we auditioned for that. We didn't get in, but the woman who was going through those auditions, Rachel Sutton, was also the casting director for Disney.
Wow.
So although we didn't get in there, I was able to take something very special from it.
No, absolutely. What was your audition song then? What were you singing?
Specifically for Moana, I sang At Last I See the Light.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, from Tangled. So it'll always have a very special place in my heart. And I also sang a few just Hawaiian songs as well.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Very nice. Who was your favourite Disney princess then growing up? Or Disney character, I should say, anyway.
Now I'm in the hot seat.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
It's a tough one.
My favorite?
This is a big question.
I'd say Mulan would have to be my favourite.
Great.
Yeah, I thought from a young age that she was super cool because she kicked some serious butt. And she was a heroine in my eyes. She was beautiful, yes, but she didn't let what other people said kind of hinder her or you know, not allow her to do the things that she felt was necessary.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of comparisons then with Moana, actually, I suppose, Mulan. I hadn't
right?
really thought of that before. Like, yeah. That's probably the closest one, I would say. That's really, really interesting. How was working with the incredible Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Oof, incredible.
Oh, I'll bet.
Oh, I swear, his mind works 1,000 times faster than at least mine, but I'm thinking everyone else's too. He's smart and funny and I will admit that I was like sitting next to him and I was just kind of like, hey, Lin, hoping, I don't know, I could grab some of his amazing energy or just smarts, and I think I got some.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
Hope so, at least in my right shoulder.
He radiates it.
Yeah, exactly.
Smarts. That's a nice thing. Also, what's next for you then? What are you thinking? Like, I mean, is acting the way you want to go forward? I mean, obviously, this is voice acting. You wanting to get in front of the camera more and more?
I'm not sure just yet.
I'm
really happy with voice acting and even just pursuing this kind of entertainment business. Never in my wildest dreams could I have imagined that I would be where I am today,
sure.
You know, physically, but also just in this industry, I could have never imagined. So yes, I do plan on continuing in this, but I'm also very interested in science, specifically molecular biology. It's a little bit different from the current career path, but I'm hoping to use, you know, both of my skills and just enjoy both directions that it takes me.
An acting molecular biologist.
I would love that. I like the sound
That's
of that.
That's what we want. Thank you so much for speaking to us. Lovely to speak.
Thank you.
Time now for this week's edition of Is It a Banger? You know how it works by now. Kate and Woody have each brought me a certified banger. All we have to do is decide which is the biggest one. Now, this week, it's going to be our office Christmas party, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I know that a lot of people listening will either be in work having their office Christmas parties very soon, or maybe you're at school, it's your end of term party coming up. But the situation's always the same, isn't it? You start out there, you maybe want to have a little drink, have a little chat with people, but there's divisions. No one wants to hit the dance floor straight away, do they? They want to be able to relax, get into the mood a little bit. So I want to know what song from this year we can throw in to make these Christmas parties go up a level, all right? What is going to make these office Christmas parties, these school Christmas parties, these uni Christmas parties really get lit? So, Woody, I'm going to come to you first, my friend.
Ooh.
What is your appropriate Christmas party banger?
There is only one option, James. It's Work From Home, Fifth Harmony.
To be fair, it still holds up, doesn't it? Again, another one of those ones that's been everywhere this year, but it still holds up.
Yeah. Look, if you're going to an office party, the key is to make a giant tit out of yourself. Everyone knows this. And what better way to do that by recreating the iconic Work From Home video in your office.
Wow. So, okay. Guide me through it.
You know, you can grind yourself silly on the desk. You can do a lap dance in your office chair, twerk up against the whiteboard.
Would this be in builder's outfits or?
Yes.
Okay, ideally. Good to know.
Ripped, you know, like ripped denim kind of style.
Right.
Death drops amongst the recycling bins.
Where else would you do them, frankly? I mean, where else is there?
It would just be so wildly inappropriate. It would really fill the room with energy. That's because that's what you want.
Right.
Someone's got to take on that role. It might as well be you. And obviously, when the post-drunk paranoia kicks in, you can literally work from home so you don't have to stare into the eyes of your colleagues.
Very, very true.
For 24 hours.
It's true. It is nice and appropriate theming there, I suppose. We're all going to be working from home over Christmas anyway. There it is. It makes sense.
Indeed.
All right. Okay, Katie, can you top it for me, please? So, office Christmas party, give me the banger that's going to make it all pop off.
Well, funny you should say that because I am all about bangers today.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been to the biggest Christmas party of them all, the Jingle Bell Ball. So I've been feeling a little bit inspired.
Really?
Here's Calvin Harris with "This Is What You Came For."
Calvin, what we came to the Christmas party for.
Yes.
Okay, all right, fill me in. Why is this the best one?
This is what I came to work for. I came to work so all my high-quality content can be celebrated with some heavy bass drops and laser lights. So the year can culminate with me, master of the aux cord, at the decks, dropping some beats for all the content editors on the dance floor, giving them what they want, which is high-quality bangers.
Yes, there it is.
Calvin,
all right.
Harris, boom.
Okay, boom, it's all popping off. I do love a bit of Calvin. He's a good fella.
Where are you going to do your death drops? That's what I want to know.
The dance floor.
Okay, not by the recycle bins.
See, that's why I think I'm going to give this one to Woody, I'm afraid.
Yes.
Because I like the dedication to using the whole space, the whole office space. You are spreading the party around. Plus, work from home is the tune that we can all bang out when we're working from home.
Exactly.
It makes sense. It's the perfect, frankly, it's what Christmas was made for, guys. A little bit of Fifth Harmony there. Well done.
They knew what they were doing when they were writing that.
They did know what they were doing. Yes. All right. And if you want to hear those tunes and loads of other great tunes, they have been on Pop Buzz Radio this year, guys. Yes. Get on there right now. Now, go on pop-buzz.com and click in the top right-hand corner. By the way, yeah, if you are enjoying this, do download the podcast. It's on iTunes, it's on SoundCloud, it's on the website and everything. Find us on iTunes, Pop Buzz Podcast.
Get that plug-in.
I've got to do the plug-in! I've got to do the promo, man! And normally, like I say, you'll be able to hear the interview with Bri, but also go back and listen. We've had guests. Who have we had this season? We've had Ollie Alexander from Years and Years.
Yeah.
We had Dua Lipa.
We had the Vamps.
Joe Sugg. Who else did we have?
We had Hayley Kiyoko.
Chainsmokers. That was very, very fun.
All our best friends.
It's true.
Love them all.
I've got them all on speed dial now.
Of course you do.
Got a question, we've got a question. Can you help us out?
Finally, it's time for the question of the week. You know how it works. We've got a big news story. I am going to need the funniest reactions and funniest answers from Katie and Woody in reaction to the story. So this week, Donald Trump, president-elect, still a weird phrase to say, but he has been picking out his cabinet, his new government, putting them in all different positions. One of the people he's hired, I wish this was a joke, one of the people he's hired was the producer of Suicide Squad this summer, ladies and gentlemen. He's a Hollywood movie producer. He produced Suicide Squad, which was, let's be honest, not exactly the most entertaining of blockbusters this summer, despite the massive amount of hype. He also produced Batman vs. Superman again.
Oh.
I'm not exactly jumping for joy on that one. So what we thought was, what maybe we can help things out here. Maybe we can help out our American listeners by suggesting appropriate movie or TV characters that should be president of the United States. If Trump's going to go down the Hollywood route, let's find him the best possible candidates, all right? Funniest or most well-argued answer will take the point, obviously. So, Katie, I'm going to come to you first, all right? Which fictional character have you decided should be taking up the US government positions?
Well, I think we need someone with a bit more political experience and someone who is not afraid to stand up in the face of the haters and say, "Not today, Satan."
Oh,
okay.
So I held a fictional debate in my head with three very strong candidates.
Right. Hit me with
them. All from the world of television. Alicia Florrick, Claire Underwood, and Leslie Knope.
Oh! I don't know which way I want to pick there. Okay, go on.
It was a very hard-fought battle.
Mm-hmm.
Side eyes were thrown, sharp pantsuits were worn.
Indeed.
But there was only one winner, and that winner is... Leslie Knope.
Thank God for that. I was delighted. Oh, yes.
This makes perfect sense to me. Justify it.
Come on. It makes perfect sense, but let's talk about her anyway.
Sis has been in the game since birth. She knows how to filibuster. She fights for equality amongst the sexes, racists.
She really wants equality for those racists. They've been beaten down for so long.
The races.
Indeed.
And... breakfast foods. In fact, I think she would pass a bill that makes waffles a daily dietary requirement in the US. It'd be great.
There would never be enough whipped cream as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And her cabinet would be absolutely lit. Are you ready for this?
I'm so excited.
So Ben Wyatt, obviously, the first lady.
Yep.
Chris Traeger can continue Michelle Obama's Get Fit legacy.
Perfect role
for him. Burt Macklin, FBI, Homeland Security. Donna.
Who else could you entrust?
Donna would be Chief of Staff.
Yeah.
Ron, Secretary of State.
Ooh, good pick.
April, Department of Justice.
Nice.
And of course, Tom and Jean Ralphio, the Treasury.
Wow. Oh, God.
Boom. It's a winning ticket.
Right, I was with you until Tom and Jean Ralphio, the Treasury.
Absolutely nothing could go wrong.
God, every house will suddenly come with a pre-installed party button. It's going to go terribly wrong. DJ Roomba. Okay, right, Woody. Tough job ahead of you, this one, mate. Oh. I mean, Leslie Knope, it just seems so, so perfect. Come on, hit me with it. Who do you think, fictional character-wise, should be president of the United States of America?
It's not all about experience. It's about having the right temperament.
Oh, God, here we go.
Okay.
Being sensible, being a team player, and that person is Dustin from Stranger Things.
Right, let's hear it. Come on.
No, he's pragmatic. He's always the one devising the plan, getting people motivated. He puts the interest of his friends before himself. And you do need to be selfless if you want to take a position in government.
Okay.
He has a positive outlook on life. He's open-minded. He probably knows more about international politics than Donald Trump.
That's fair.
He's got great taste in friends, so he must have superb judgment of character.
Right.
And he's also helped fight a Demogorgon, which basically means he has military experience.
That's true. I'll give you that. That's very true.
Really, he fulfills all the criteria.
You know what? He's a mighty, mighty candidate.
It doesn't matter that he's 12 years old.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was going to pick you up on that. I'm trying to remember. I'll give it a quick Google here. I'm trying to remember what the exact ages you have to be allowed to be president.
Don't you have to be like 35?
Because really? It's something like that,
Beyonce
isn't it?
Beyonce turned 35 this year, making her eligible for the presidency. I think.
Yeah, 35 years. There you go. 35 years old.
Well,
so automatically,
is,
I'm afraid.
Well, hang on. We're talking about fictional TV characters.
Yes, and someone was sensible enough to pick a fictional character over age of 35.
I was sensible enough to actually pick a future president because she is president in the show.
That's also very, very true. I'm afraid it's undoubted Katie's the winner and therefore the winner of the episode.
Yay!
There it is, I'm afraid. Wow. Very well done, very well done. Katie, your prize, a unlimited supply of Leslie Knope style waffles, clearly.
Yes!
Let's have a breakfast party. Woody, unfortunately, is your punishment. You're going to have to clean out those recycle bins before all the slut dropping takes place next to them. Sorry about that, mate. We want a nice, cleanly environment for when the death drops get started. And that's about it for this week, guys. Ali, amazing. Give it up for her. Wonderful. Also, all the guys from the Jingle Bell Ball, thanks again, guys. Good sports. We got to give them that. Very good sports. You can see all the videos for all that stuff on the website now. We'll be back next week with, am I correct in saying there's the results of the Pop Buzz Fandom Awards? Is that correct?
Da-da-da-da.
I don't know if that's actually correct.
Potentially the results of the Pop Buzz Fandom Awards. We'll cut that as well. We are all over the shop today, dear Lord. We'll be back next week. Keep an eye on the Twitter and on our Facebook and on our Snapchat to see who we've been chatting to and what we've been getting up to. But until then, it's goodbye from Katie.
Bye.
It's goodbye from Woody.
Ciao.
And it's goodbye from me. We'll see you next week.
Ah!
Christ, stop.